A prominent West Australian newspaper reporter is calling for the jury system to be dumped. Brett Christian says he's come to that conclusion after covering some of the state's most infamous miscarriages of justice. Through his Post newspapers group, Mr. Christian actually helped get two convictions overturned, those of Daryl Beamish and John Button, who both spent time in prison for murders committed by the serial killer Eric Edgar Cook. Mr. Christian says police sometimes put instincts before the evidence with horrendous results. And once behind bars, he argues, it's very hard for someone to prove their innocence. The issues are presented in Brett Christian's new book, Presumed Guilty. David Webber reports.
Brett Christian says he was inspired to write Presumed Guilty by two men who were presumed guilty for 40 years, John Button and Daryl Beamish. He's looked at other cases where people were wrongfully convicted, how they dealt with police corruption, and a system which sought to protect the result.
You can never give a person's reputation back completely. Every single person I interviewed who'd been wrongfully convicted, about 11 of them, all said the same thing. People always looked at them with suspicion, from Lindy Chamberlain down.
Should it be easier for an innocent person to be able to prove their innocence?
It's very difficult for an innocent person who's locked in jail to prove their innocence because they don't have the tools, often they don't have the money to hire people to help them, and or the ability, even if they were out of jail. The ability to go and collect evidence to prove innocence is incredibly difficult, especially if you're not given access to all the facts.
And talking about these cases and people's wrongful convictions being overturned, at the end of the day, the family members of the victims of the crime have been blaming the wrong person for all of these years. Where do they fit into this?
That comes through very strongly, that people have an entrenched belief that a certain person or the person who's been locked up for the crime against their family member or their friend cannot shake that belief once the appeal court overturns it, even on the strongest of evidence. It's a syndrome that we all seem to have. It's very hard to discard a strongly held belief.
And the police find it hard to discard their strongly held belief because in some cases the cases have been closed. They haven't gone looking for the person who actually committed the crime.
It's very common that once an appeal court overturns a decision, and which means the person is back in the state they were originally, which was not guilty, that the police don't go looking for the real perpetrator, because you talk to them privately and they say, we know we've got the right person, we just didn't have the right evidence.
Brett Christian says juries should be abolished. He says the last straw for the jury system is the growth of technology, with the use of the internet to check the backgrounds of the accused and jurors even asking friends for help. He says juries can be easily manipulated.
I believe the jury system has outlived its usefulness. What we now know from science is that police and jurors are not much good at detecting liars, and there are bullies in the jury system. And you also find that people find safety in numbers, that they go along with the majority, and that validates their decision. What's blown it right open is the internet.
What would be better than a jury system?
Well, the system already exists in Australia, I believe, which would be a great template, and that is the appeal system, where you get three judges sitting in a much less combative atmosphere than you get with jury trials, where the lawyers from both sides are not at each other, they're not out to win points, not out to improve their careers, and the judges hold conversations with lawyers, with witnesses, and it becomes a much more genuine search for the truth. The jury system was invented in the 13th century to stop people killing each other, or to stop the relatives of the victim killing the person who'd been accused.
While only a very small percentage of cases in Australia involve miscarriages of justice, Brett Christian says one wrongful conviction is still one too many.
David Webber reporting.